Hi, my name is Elizabeth Kahn. I do community outreach with public safety, and I want to talk to you a little bit about sexual assault on college campuses. And I'm here tonight with a sergeant from our department.
Hi, how are you? I'm Sergeant Josh Dufresne.
Hi, Josh. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that sexual assault does occur on college campuses. Hampshire and Mount Holyoke are no exception, and we know that a lot of assaults do occur between folks who already know each other. Sometimes it's hard for people to acknowledge that they didn't consent to the sexual activity that occurred. But if they can get to that place, or if they're just even wondering about it, what are some of the things that public safety can do?
Well, most of our officers in the department are trained sexual assault investigators, and we really urge anyone who is a victim of this crime to report it. We would respond out to the scene, and would be handled highly sensitively for obvious reasons. And at that point, we would get the victim to a safe place and get her, him or her help.
What kind of help would you provide? I mean, medical help, counseling, what are some of the places you would refer someone?
Pretty much all of the above. We would provide them with any type of medical treatment, give them the option to visit a sane nurse who would do what's called a rape kit, in which they attempt to obtain evidence regarding the sexual assault for possible future prosecution against the offender. Also, we would provide them with counseling services. We would contact the DVIP, who would get in touch with the victim. We would also provide the victim with their abused person's rights, right to a restraining order. Essentially what that is it's a document given by a judge refraining the offender from contacting or being within a certain distance of the victim. And we can actually do that any time of the day or night. Again, we want to make sure safety for the victim is absolutely paramount, and we take these cases extremely seriously.
We could also refer folks to Every Woman's Center at UMass. They have a variety of kinds of counseling and support groups that are available, as well as a hotline. What's that thing about a sane nurse? Is that opposed to an insane nurse?
Basically, a sane nurse is it's a sexual assault nurse, essentially. And what she does is she has specific training to obtain evidence. The biggest sort of tip is, and I hope no one is ever a victim of this crime, but if you are ever sexually assaulted, to contact the police as soon as possible. And to sometimes a lot of people tend to think, well, I'm going to hop in the shower immediately after it occurred, or change my clothes. You want to contact the police and leave things as they are, because that's all evidence that would help us later on down the road to formulate a case and to go after the offender, because again, these cases are extremely heinous and we take them very seriously.
So what if it's sometime after the assault occurred? You know, it's maybe too late to preserve the evidence. Is it still valuable for someone to contact public safety?
Absolutely. We urge, again, anyone who is a victim of this crime to contact public safety. It doesn't matter if it's a week after or if it's a year after. Again, we would still handle these incident situations extremely delicately, it would need to be documented, because there are resources available out there for victims, and a lot of people sometimes are, again, like you suggested, a lot of these sexual assaults occur with people that they know, girlfriends, boyfriends, family members. And sometimes they're reluctant to come forward, but they have to understand that they are a victim and this is a serious crime, and we can get them the help that they need.
So what if someone doesn't want to pursue any legal options? What can be done in that situation? How can public safety help them then?
Sure. Quite often that does happen. We would assure the student that, you know, that she would be safe by providing her, again, with the resources. You have the DVIP, you have the Every Woman's Center, we have on-call mental health counselors that we can have put you in touch with at the health center, both here and at Montjoie College. And depending on who the offender is, we could make sure that they are trespassed from the campus. If you are in fear for your safety, again, we can go the restraining order route. But you would be advised of all of these options when you do come to public safety to report this.
That's great. Anything else about sexual assault that you would want students to know, or domestic violence?
Sure. It's very prevalent, and it happens just because we're a campus environment doesn't mean that it doesn't happen here. It happens everywhere. And all our officers are trained investigators. We also have a full-time investigator, Detective Kevin Fournier, who works tirelessly around the clock handling a lot of these serious cases. And again, he's very accessible. You can contact public safety at Montjoie College or at Hampshire College and get in touch with him.
So what if there's a sexual assault or some kind of sexual misconduct that occurs between folks who are in a sort of atypical relationship, like it's a relationship between two women or two men or somebody who identifies as transgendered? Does the department still provide services in those situations?
Absolutely. We would handle it the same way we handle any other situation. We are very sensitive to these situations, we handle every situation extremely delicately, and we take every situation extremely seriously. And we need to make sure that the victims are safe.
Great. Thank you.